This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 128 Biography of Wesley Hunt, the Representative from Texas. General Information. Wesley Hunt is a Republican politician who currently serves as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 38th Congressional District. He was born on November 19, 1981, in Houston, Texas, making him 40 years old at the time of his election. Hunt is married to Emily Hunt, and they have three children together. His political career has been marked by his military service, business acumen, and commitment to conservative values. Early life and education. Wesley Hunt was born into a family with a strong military tradition. His father, Ray Hunt, was a decorated Vietnam War veteran. Growing up in Houston, Hunt was influenced by his father's service, which instilled in him a sense of duty and patriotism. Hunt attended St. John's School in Houston for his early education, where he was known for his leadership qualities and athletic prowess. After high school, he pursued higher education at West Point, the United States Military Academy, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Leadership and Management. His time at West Point was not only about academic learning but also about developing the discipline and leadership skills that would later define his career. Early career. Upon graduating from West Point, Wesley Hunt was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Army. He served as an Apache helicopter pilot, completing multiple tours in Iraq, where he flew over 1,000 combat hours. His military service was decorated with several awards, including the Bronze Star Medal and the Air Medal with Valor. After his military service, Hunt transitioned into the private sector, leveraging his leadership experience. He worked in the energy sector, joining ExxonMobil, where he held various management positions, focusing on strategic planning and operations. His business career was marked by his ability to apply military precision to corporate challenges, earning him respect among his peers. Election history. Wesley Hunt's political journey began when he decided to run for Congress in Texas's newly created 38th District. In the 2022 election cycle, he won the Republican primary, showcasing his appeal to conservative voters with his military background and business experience. The general election was competitive, but Hunt's campaign focused on key issues like border security, economic growth, and veterans affairs, which resonated with the district's electorate. He defeated his Democratic opponent, securing 53.2% of the vote, thus becoming the first representative of the 38th District. Political stances. Wesley Hunt is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic policy, where he advocates for lower taxes, deregulation, and free market principles to stimulate economic growth. He supports policies that reduce government spending and promote fiscal responsibility. On national security, Hunt's military background informs his strong support for a robust defense budget and policies that ensure the safety and security of the United States. He has been vocal about enhancing border security, arguing for the completion of the border wall and stricter immigration controls. In terms of social issues, Hunt aligns with traditional conservative values, opposing abortion and supporting gun rights. He has expressed concerns over what he perceives as the erosion of American values and has advocated for policies that reinforce family structures and community integrity. Regarding energy policy, given his background in the sector, Hunt supports the expansion of domestic oil and gas production, arguing for energy independence as a means to bolster national security and economic stability. He has criticized policies that he believes hinder the energy industry's growth, like the Green New Deal. On education, Hunt has pushed for school choice initiatives, believing that parents should have more control over their children's education. He supports charter schools and voucher systems, arguing that competition in education can lead to better outcomes for students. Wesley Hunt, the representative for Texas's 38th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his strong stance on economic policies that favor small businesses and local entrepreneurs. Many in his district are small business owners who appreciate his efforts to reduce regulatory burdens and advocate for tax cuts that directly benefit their operations. His background as a military veteran also resonates with voters, as he brings a sense of discipline and commitment to his legislative duties, which is seen as a reflection of his service to the country. Another key factor in Hunt's support base is his focus on education reform. He has been vocal about improving educational standards and ensuring that schools in his district receive adequate funding. Parents and educators alike have rallied behind his initiatives to introduce more vocational training and STEM programs, aiming to prepare students for the future job market. His advocacy for school choice has also won him favor among those who believe in providing diverse educational opportunities for children. Representative Hunt's approach to immigration is another pillar of his support. He supports a balanced policy that emphasizes border security while also recognizing the contributions of legal immigrants to the community. His district, being close to the border, has a vested interest in these issues, and his pragmatic approach has been well received by those who want both security and humane treatment of immigrants. His efforts to work across the aisle on this contentious issue demonstrate his commitment to finding practical solutions rather than engaging in political theater. Moreover, Wesley Hunt's personal story and charisma play a significant role in his popularity. As a Black Republican, he represents diversity within the party, which appeals to voters looking for representation that mirrors the demographic shifts in America. His ability to connect with people from various backgrounds through his personal narrative of overcoming adversity, including his military service and his family life, adds a layer of relatability that many find inspiring. His public speaking skills and his presence in community events further solidify his image as a leader who is genuinely engaged with his constituents. Lastly, Hunt's legislative record on veterans affairs has been a cornerstone of his appeal. Given his military background, he has been a staunch advocate for veterans' rights, pushing for better healthcare, benefits, and support systems for those who have served. This resonates deeply in a district with a significant veteran population, who feel that Hunt truly understands and fights for their needs. His initiatives to streamline VA services and his involvement in bipartisan efforts to improve veterans' lives have not gone unnoticed, earning him respect and loyalty from this crucial voter demographic. In conclusion, Wesley Hunt's support in Texas's 38th District can be attributed to his economic policies, educational reforms, balanced immigration stance, personal appeal, and his advocacy for veterans. These elements combine to create a representative who not only addresses the immediate concerns of his constituents but also embodies the values and aspirations of a diverse community looking for effective and empathetic leadership. Wesley Hunt, the representative for Texas's 38th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his political alignment and voting record, which many constituents and political analysts argue do not reflect the diverse needs of his district. Hunt's staunch conservative positions, particularly on issues like healthcare, education, and environmental regulations, have alienated voters who seek more progressive or moderate policies. His votes against expanding healthcare access, for instance, have been criticized by those who believe that healthcare should be a right, not a privilege, leading to a disconnect with constituents who are struggling with medical costs. Another point of contention is Hunt's approach to economic policies. His support for tax cuts for the wealthy and big corporations, while arguing for fiscal responsibility, has been seen by many as favoring the elite over the average citizen. This stance has led to accusations of being out of touch with the economic realities faced by many in his district, where income inequality is a pressing issue. His critics argue that his economic policies do little to address the immediate needs of the working class, such as affordable housing, living wages, and job security. Environmental concerns also play a significant role in the opposition against Hunt. His skepticism towards climate change and his votes against environmental regulations have drawn ire from environmental groups and younger voters who prioritize sustainability and green initiatives. His district, which includes areas vulnerable to climate impacts, feels neglected as he often sides with industries over environmental protection, which many see as a short-sighted approach to long-term ecological health. Moreover, Hunt's campaign funding sources have raised eyebrows and led to distrust among voters. His acceptance of significant donations from corporate PACs and special interest groups suggests to some that his legislative priorities might be influenced more by his donors than by his constituents' needs. This perception of being beholden to big money rather than the people he represents has significantly tarnished his image among those who advocate for campaign finance reform and transparency in politics. Lastly, his communication style and public engagement have been critiqued. Some constituents feel that Hunt does not adequately engage with the community or address their concerns directly. His public statements often come across as dismissive or overly partisan, which does not foster a sense of unity or understanding within his diverse district. This lack of effective communication and perceived arrogance in handling constituent issues further widens the gap between him and the voters he is supposed to represent. In summary, Representative Wesley Hunt's lack of support stems from a combination of his policy positions, economic stances, environmental views, funding sources, and communication style, all of which contribute to a growing divide between him and a significant portion of his electorate. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.